Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight 42. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It may have been a presidential preference primary in the state of Kansas on Tuesday, but with both candidates being the presumptive nominees and already meeting their delegate needs to become the official candidates, we saw low voter turnout in the state, according to the Secretary of State's office. KSNT News reports that according to the official numbers, they showed only 6.9% of registered voters in Kansas actually cast a ballot, including 10% of Republicans and 8.3% of registered Democrats. In a statement from the state election commissioner, Andrew Howell, they say, quote, "It's an unusual time, and I think probably caught some people off guard a little bit, just being a bit unusual to have an election like that in March. There were probably some people that weren't really aware of how it works and what finer points of the process and the new laws were in the state." If you are planning on voting in the primary elections coming up on August 6th, the deadline to register to vote there is Tuesday, July 16th.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
The Kansas Department of Commerce has announced that they are working with Kansas Works to hold two virtual hiring events later on this month across the state. KSNT News reports that according to the Kansas Department of Commerce, they will provide more information, including a list of the participating employers, along with job seeker training videos to help stand out for the application process. In a statement from the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Toland, he said, quote, "Our Kansas Commerce team is working nonstop to keep up with our economic growth and the new jobs being added throughout the state. We welcome even more committed Kansans who want to expand their skill sets and help ensure Kansas is the best place to live, work, and play." Other job training experts also give tips on what you can do during the application process to stand out, including how you speak.
Speak at the lowest register of your voice. I am from Los Angeles, the land of like the Valley Girl. And so I had to unlearn the way of talking and talking more high pitch and all of that and bring my voice down.
Good America Network News.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State Senator Steve Halloran's comments on a Monday debate has caused the Nebraska legislature's executive board to launch an investigation. Halloran read aloud a violent rape scene from a book and inserted brother-sister Senator duo John and Michaela Kavanaugh's names into the passage. State Senator Julie Slama was one of the first to call for Halloran's resignation and had this to say.
If you were in your job and you got up and said that to one of your coworkers in front of everybody else at the company, you wouldn't have a job the next day.
Some are also calling for Halloran censure by the unicameral. In other news, University of Nebraska interim president Chris Kaparek announced that Troy Dannon, the current University of Washington athletics director, will become Nebraska's next athletics director, which will begin on Friday. Dannon is signing a six-year contract to replace Trev Alberts. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Turnout was light Tuesday for the presidential primary election, with Marshall County reporting 12.5%, Washington County around 11% of registered voters turning out. Kansas Republicans showed 75% for Trump, 16% for Haley, with 5% none of the above, 3% voted for DeSantis, while Democratic voters showed 84% for Biden, 17% for none listed. In Marshall County, Trump carried 77%, Haley 13%, and none of the names 7%, while Biden carried just 69% with none of the names 17%. In Washington County, Trump carried 79%, Haley 12%, none listed, with Biden carrying 65%, 25% voting for none of the above. Again, turnout was light for the presidential primary. Mike Vermitten of Waterville is filed for Marshall County District Magistrate Judge in the 22nd District and will face incumbent Angela Heckey of Marysville in the Republican primary. Benefit Soup Days Thursday, Baseball Soup Day at the Marysville American Legion, 11 to 7, and a benefit in Frankfort for the Historic School Window Project, 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 at the Allstedt Gallery. Marshall County Partnership for Growth annual meeting Thursday evening at 6 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Washington County Historical and Genealogical Society quarterly meeting Thursday evening at 7 at the Cougar's Den in Morrillville. Mitch Sabatrisky will speak on life in Washington County in the 1930s and 40s. Conservation districts administering the Water Resource Cost Share Program, an on-point source cost share program. Sign up through March 29 for landowners to apply for cost share assistance from the state of Kansas for conservation practices. Spring Nationals in Beatrice, postponed from last weekend, will be Friday, 5:30, Saturday at 4 this weekend. Additional information online at beatricespeedway.com. Beatrice Gun Show Saturday and Sunday. The Gage County Fairgrounds open daily at 9 a.m. Annual Kiwanis Easter Egg Hunt is Saturday at the Marysville City Park, beginning at 1 for kids through age 12. Free movies at the Astro 3 Theater at 2 and 4 p.m. with Luca and Kung Fu Panda 4 showing. Compliments of Landall Company. Easter Egg Hunt's planned next Saturday, March 30th, in Axtell, Beatty, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, Summerfield, and Waterville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative hosting many moccasins this Saturday afternoon at 3 at the Alcove Springs south of Marysville. Voting continues through April 1st in the Best Small Towns Contest. Marysville currently in second place to Madison, Indiana. Public may vote once per day. A link is on the Marysville Chamber and Main Street site. Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism accepting applications through April 1st. For event, brochure, and website development grants that may be used for additional advertising and promotion of tourism-related activities that draw visitors to Marshall County. Contact President Bruce Dierking in Marysville or Secretary Georgina Lindquist in Blue Rapids for more information. City of Marysville Water Department advising they'll be shutting off water to install a valve at 9th and Elm on Thursday beginning around 9 a.m. Water will be off in the neighborhood of 9th and Elm in Marysville several hours on Thursday morning. Marysville Public Library will feature a program on severe weather featuring Nick Bartholomew of Severe Weather Information. The program begins at 12:15. Bring a lunch if you'd like, Thursday at the Marysville Public Library. Jason Brenniger, age 49, of Marysville, passed away March 13th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 3 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8 p.m. The family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jason Brenniger. Verda F. Weir, age 93, of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Centralia Community Church East. Interment in Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8:30 until 7. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Popkiss Mortuary Chapel. Popkiss Mortuary in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Verda Weir. John F. Jeep Walter, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, with a visitation Friday from 4 until 8. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jeep Walter. Stanley Mueller, age 69, of Frankfort, passed away March 19. Funeral service Wednesday, March 27, 10:30 at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Stanley Mueller. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and red hot applesauce. Tomorrow, fettuccine alfredo, garlic bread, Normandy blend, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Annual American Legion Baseball Soup Day in Marysville will be Thursday, March 21st, 11 to 7 at the American Legion Hall, with chili, chicken noodle, and vegetable beef, as well as ham and bean soup, sandwiches, and desserts. Free will donation, all proceeds benefit the baseball program. Soup Day, Thursday, March 21st, 11 until 7 at the Marysville American Legion.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Southeast winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Staying breezy into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A chance for some rain and snow showers on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Easterly winds gusting up to 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. South winds still gusting as high as 45. And more showers continue throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late March 58, record high in this date 93, the average low 33, and the record low 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening 7:40. It's 33 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
House to Home Design and Decor will be in Frankfort this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, featuring home decor, accent furniture, faux florals, and seasonal items at the former Elsie Graces building in Frankfort. Dress up your home's decor with a stop. Open daily 10 to 5 through Saturday in Frankfort. House to home design and decor.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Moving on, the first four continued last night in the NCAA tournament. Grambling is going dancing after taking down Montana State, clinching the 16 seed in the Midwest.
Burnett dribbles out of the crowd for Grambling, and it's all over. From 14 points down in the second half, in their first NCAA tournament game in school history, the Grambling State Tigers storm back to win 88-81 in overtime.
As heard on Westwood One, in the South region's first four tilt for the 10 seed, Colorado defeated Boise State 60-53. Head coach Tad Boyle crediting his squad's D.
Our guys did a great job defensively all night long. I mean, to hold that team to 34% and only two threes, when they got Ogbo and Rice, who are prolific three-point shooters, that's a testament to our guys' execution of the game plan.
To the NBA, more history for Kevin Durant.
Durant at the free throw line. He fades and hits from 15 feet away, and that gets the lead back to 12, and that also puts Kevin Durant all alone in eighth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list as he passes Shaquille O'Neal officially.
The call on KMVP, KD had 22 points in the Suns' 115-102 win over the 76ers. Warriors over the Grizzlies in the Bay, 137-116. The Celtics won the Atlantic Division with a 122-119 win over the Bucks. The Heat torched the Cavs 107-104, and the Thunder cruised past the Jazz 119-107. NHL, the Kings tamed the Wild 6-0, and Austin Matthews scored his 56th and 57th goals of the campaign in the Lightning 7-3 victory over Washington. MLB, the Padres will look to bounce back after yesterday's season-opening loss to the Dodgers in South Korea. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Hey, basketball fans, the first and second rounds of the 2024 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is happening in Manhattan, Kansas at Bramble Coliseum. Be here Friday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 24th by ordering your all-session tickets. Prices start at just $30 for bench seats and can be purchased by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com. We'll see you at Bramlin.
Kansas State women's basketball tip-off the NCAA tournament, 3 o'clock pregame Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
This is Lloyd Garver at Garver's Honda in Fairbury, Nebraska. They call me the old man because I've been in the motorcycle business in the same town for 67 years. I started selling with new Harley-Davidsons, took on Hondas in 1959. Now the ATVs and the side-by-side are the going thing. I took on another make of side-by-sides. These are three-seaters with heavy-duty enclosed cabs, air condition, heater, cable winch, light bar. You'd be proud to own one, yes. They have mag wheels and even a windshield wiper. The best part, they sell out the door for only $25,999. You can't go wrong with Garber's Honda.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, it is Thursday now, and before we get this day of trade underway, we'll give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as well as a stroll through the overnight session to give you an idea of what things might look like for today. It was a lower finish in the livestock, mostly mixed in the grains yesterday, as the soybeans had a whale of a day. However, both corn and wheat did finish slightly down, but lower in the livestock as well. April live cattle was down 25 cents to 187.80. June down 22 to 184.77. Losses for the feeder cattle markets as well. The March contract down 42 at $250.25 per hundredweight. April down 15 at $254.92. Losses for the hogs as well. April lean hogs down 52 to $85.30, with May down 97 at $90.97 per hundredweight. Again, it was a mixed day in the grains yesterday, but both corn and wheat did finish lower. We're starting to see some recovery here through the overnight session, as May corn currently up 3 back to 442 a bushel. July's up 2¾ to 455. Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all higher. May KC wheat up 0.75 cents to 581¼. July's up 0.25 cents to 574 a bushel. And oats slightly higher this morning. May oats up a nickel to 358¼. It was a huge day for soybeans. In fact, a 24-cent gain for May this morning. Following suit, May still up 6½ to 12.16. July's up 6¼ to 12.29½. Gains for the meal as well. Soy meal up 360 at 346.10. However, soy oil a bit of a two-sided day here through the overnight session to start. May soybean oil down 4 points at 48.96. Cotton complex, a little bit of movement. However, for what's there, it is slightly higher. May up 2 at 92.20. Quickly through the energy markets, we see crude oil down 34 cents at $80.94 a barrel. Unleaded gas drops a penny down to 271 a gallon. Heating oil's down 3 to 266, and natural gas down a half a cent at 169. April gold's up $48 an ounce at $2,209 per ounce. March silver up 57 cents at $25.51. And lastly, the dollar index up 10 at 103.15. Sam's back through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Pastures practicing prescribed fire possess fewer ticks in comparison to areas that go unburned. K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds discusses the results of a recent study titled Reducing Tick Populations Through Prescribed Burning.
We found a total of over 4,000 ticks in the unburnt area. In our burnt areas, we were below hundreds. For most of them, one of them went into the over the hundreds marks. So if you look at it statistically, what we see is a significant reduction in ticks in our burnt areas. No matter which season you burn, you're going to reduce ticks. When we looked at it in more detail, what we saw was that spring burning was more effective than summer or fall burning. So irrespective of when you burn, burning on a prairie grassland ecosystem, especially if you do fall burning, not sort of patch burning, it is going to reduce your tick populations.
She relays why burning in the spring results in the most success in controlling tick populations.
If you burn in the spring before they can come out of that overwintering period, you're targeting them when they're very slow, they can't move, and then most importantly, not on animal hosts. So they're hanging out in the vegetation, in the leaf litter, just trying to wait for it to warm up. So that's the most impactful time to burn, because you're targeting them at their most vulnerable state. If you're burning in the summer and in the fall, it still works, but you have a proportion of the population that's still on the animal host and therefore not getting burnt.
Olds explains the effects of uncontrolled tick numbers on livestock.
Ectoparasite control is important because of the production impact. So it's multifactorial. You have the direct losses that are caused by the parasitism, the removal of the blood. And so even in animals, so we did this in stocker calves, even if you're looking at full-grown animals, like, for example, you're in a cow-calf operation, your horn flies aren't necessarily going to impact your calves as much. But for your cows, they have to eat a lot more to keep the same amount of weight on. So anytime you have a parasite that's removing blood from an animal, it has to make more of that blood. And so that's taking resources away from something else that it could be directing it to. Then you have problems of secondary infections of the bite sites, especially our amblyomma ticks. And then you can have flies which like to breed in this infected site. And so you can have something we call miasis, where you have flies coming in and causing damage. And you can have death of animals as a result of that.
That was K-State veterinary entomologist Cassandra Olds on how ticks can impact cattle's health. However, using fire can help reduce the number of ticks in pastures. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Well over 1,000 head of early consignments. The coal cows begin at 10:30. And early consignments include 18 Angus Braun V-Cross replacement heifers, pelvic measured, weighing 750 to 850. 13 black steers and heifers weighing 3 to 5, 5 weighing in at 3.5 to 4. 20 Charlie Cross steers and heifers at 4 to 5, 18 black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 4 black and white face steers and heifers 4 to 5, 14 red and black steers and heifers 4 to 5, 100 red black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 18 red and black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 31 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 15 mostly black steers 425 to 5, 40 black Charlie Cross steers 425 to 5 and a quarter. 5 black steers and heifers weighing 4.5 to 5, 10 mixed steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 40 red and black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 42 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6, 150 red and black steers and heifers 4.5 to 650, 20 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650, 20 black steers and heifers 5 to 6, 8 Charley Cross steers and heifers weighing in at 5 to 6, 26 black steers and heifers 5 to 650, 30 red and black steers and heifers 5.5 to 6 and a quarter, 6 black steers and heifers 650 to 7, 200 weighing 650 to 9, 7 red and black steers and heifers 7 to 8, 35 black steers and heifers 7 to 750, 7 Charley Cross steers weigh 7 to 8, 35 black steers 8.5 to 9, 21 mostly black yearling steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 60 black Charley yearling steers 9 to 9.25. Again, they're starting with the coals 10:30 this morning at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cafe lunch special, a pulled pork sandwich. Their supper special, fried chicken. 7:30 from KNDY and 33 degrees this hour. Highs in the middle 50s on tap again for today.
Are your seedlings ready to face the great outdoors? Some tips to toughen them up are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 21st, the 81st day of the year. Actors Gary Oldman and Matthew Broderick were both born on this day, and the prison on Alcatraz Island was closed on this day in 1963. In most parts of the country, it's a little early for transplanting seedlings, but it might be time to begin the hardening off process. You can begin to acclimate your plants to outdoor life by setting them in partial shade for a few hours each day, gradually increasing their exposure until they are used to full sun and windy conditions. Cool weather vegetables like peas, broccoli, and spinach can be transplanted when soil temperature is about 40 degrees or above. Beans, corn, and tomatoes prefer a minimum soil temperature of about 60 degrees. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and check out our spring planting guide online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Round one of the NCAA basketball tournament is officially underway after some of the pregames throughout the past few days as Kansas makes their first appearance at the tournament as they are at home against the number 13 Samford Bulldogs, taking on the number 4 Kansas Jayhawks. The Jayhawks wrapped up right around the middle of the Big 12 conference pack, sitting 10-8 in conference play. They did wrap up 22-10 overall in regular season play as well. Samford ended their season at the top of the Southern Conference with a 15-3 conference play record. Their overall season wrapped up at 29-5, having a four-game winning streak throughout the season. The winner of the first round here between Kansas and Samford will go on to take on the winner of either Gonzaga or McNeese. Other Big 12 matchups include number 2, Iowa State, starting off round 1 against Southern Dakota State. Number 7, Texas, starting off against Colorado State. And number 9, TCU, scoring up against Utah State.
Beware of the fog.
Another three hits. A pure Swiss from the right wing.
The Kansas Jayhawks hit the hardwood every game right here.
Wow! What ball movement! They share it and they throw it down.
There's nothing like Kansas basketball.
A big time thundering slam.
Be a part of the journey all season long on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU basketball game on today's Country 95.5 KNDY.
Catch Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight on KNDY 95.5. Jayhawk basketball live on KNDY 95.5.
Kansas State women's basketball tip off the NCAA tournament 3 o'clock pregame Friday on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks with Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Thursday with a 11 o'clock special bread cow, cow-calf family sale here at Beatra 77 Livestock. Well, it all starts at 11 o'clock here this morning, and certainly a nice lineup of high-quality females, cow-calves, bred cows, and here we go. In the ring, first off, will be the Hilt Cattle out of Utah, Nebraska, 44 black first calf families. They're going to have AI-sired Black Angus Tahoe calves. Folks, what an outstanding set of calves, great heifers. That is the Hilt Cattle with the families all vaccinated up and ready to go. The Gerda Century out of Auburn, 9 black, first calf family, home-raised families, folks. Cows poured, preenum mineral, they're black January, February calves, vaccinated right up to the top, and an outstanding set of Gerdes families, followed by the Chrisman families. They're out of Seward, Belford area, folks. 34 Red Angus first calf families. They have AI-sired Red Angus 5L Top Gun calves, 5 weeks old, vaccinated and ready to go out to the grass. The Oystdyke cattle out of Lawrence, 7 black families. They're going to be 7 and 8-year-old cows. They're black gelvy calves at side, vaccinated, castrated, ready to go out to the grass. The Sapman entry out of Ohio was 21 black families. They're going to be 4 to 9-year-old. They're going to have Weir's Black Angus sired calves and the side, folks, all vaccinated. And the first calf born was 2, 23 of 24. The Schmidt entry, 8 black families. They're going to be 2-year-olds to short solid. They're going to have black calves. The calves are going to be 14 to 30 days old. The Party entry out of Philly, 3 black and red families. They're going to be 3 and 2 5-year-olds. Excellent. Black calves born January, 1 calf born there in February. A nice threesome right there. 7 black families, 3 to 8-year-olds. They're going to have black calves. They're going to be vaccinated. Everything again. These are the Hilt cow families. For example, vaccinated Alpha 7, Multimin 90, AD and E, castrated Pyramid 5, and Cattle Active. Nice set of cow and calves. The Howell entry out of Geneva is 15 black and red char families. They're going to be 2 to 8-year-old. They're going to be 3 to 4-week-old calves. The Goes entry out of Talmadge is 5 black char families. They're going to be 8 years to smooth mouth with Angus char calves at side. In the bred cow, bred heifer department, we're going to start off with some fall calvers. Guys, a nice deal. Eddie Schmitz out of Marysville. 9 black first calf fall bred heifers are going to be bred to LHT Black Simmental, 3 to 4 months safe, along with the cow side. 5 black fall bred cows, 3 to 9-year-olds. They're going to be bred black 3 to 5 months. The Mayo entry out of Humboldt's a nice deal here, folks. 8 black and red bred cows, first calf to 5-year-olds, are going to be bred Black Angus, preging 7 to 8 months. The Nicholas family out of Burchard has 18 black bred cows, 4 years to short solid. This is a herd reduction by bred Black Angus growth fund, and the cows are 8 months safe. Sapman bred cows, 17 black bred cows, 4 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to Weir's Black Angus. They're going to be 5 to 8 months. The Biagi entry out of Auburn, 16 black Baldy bred cows, 4 years to short solid. They're going to be bred Bredemeyer Black Angus or LHT Black Sim. They were all vaccinated to 13, and the calf cows are safe and calf at 5 to 8 months. The Schmidt entry out of Beatrice, 9 black and red bred cows, they're 5 years to short solid. They're going to be bred black, they're 5 to 8 months on those cows. Nerzerski out of Tecumseh has 3 black Baldy bred cows, 2 to 6-year-olds, bred Simmental or Charlet, they're 8 months safe. The Cook entry out of Dakin is 2 black red bred cows. They're going to be first calf and a 6-year-old. They're bred too. LHT Red Angus, and the heifer is bred to LHT Black, 7 months along on both. Don Siski out of Table Rock, 8 red Sim Angus bred cows, 5 years to broken. They're bred to LHT Red Angus, 7 to 8 months along. The Curtis cows out of Milford, 2 red bred cows, 7-year-old. They're going to be Red Angus bred. They are 8 months safe. The Goes cattle out of Talmadge, 4 black char bred cows, 2 years to broken, bred Simmental or Charlet, 8 months along. The Reeves entry, 6 black bred cows, 5-year-olds, bred to Bredemeyer Black Angus bulls, 5 to 8 months along. Folks, that's the cow calf family bred cow sale here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock, starting at 11 o'clock. It's certainly on the internet as the sale order. All the information is printed. If you want to go online and check it out at Beatrice77.net, you will have information and sale order. It starts at 11 o'clock today with the Hilt families, the Gertis families, then to the Chrisman, all first calf families. See you then. Certainly appreciate the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And folks, hey, you know the way we go. You certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 61. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight 42. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford?
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.